We are in Simin Shin Yud Tes. We're up to Siv Zayin. We'll be doing from Zayin to Tes. Hoyulo Melilos Me'erev Shabbos. What happens if you cracked open your wheat berries before Shabbos? Lo Yenape Beknon. Now what you want to do is remove the outer shell. So we said that you can do it with your fingers. You're not allowed to go and put it into a keli that is made for this, for brera. Pirish Rashi, Mish Rashi, keli shirosh echad rochav, asheni osu kumin merzov. This is like a funnel. V'nosna kitni is perosh rochav, umananea ho'ochu mizgalgal derech ha'merzov, apsolos nisha bechli. The way it is that the shell of the wheat berry, which is very light, will not go down, will be separated from the heavier part, which is the actual wheat berry, and that'll come, the grain will come down, whereas the shell will stay on top. The tamchui, you're also not to do it in a tamchui, pirish kara gdola, velo b'shtei yodof, and not with two hands. Elamanapa biyodo achas b'chol kocho, what you do is you put it in one hand and blow as strong as you want to. Sifches, Enshores as our karshinon, pirisha orok vitza balaz, the karshinon, which is Michael Behema, so you're not allowed to soak them. The hainu shemaitzif mayim aleim bechli kedei lohasir apsoles. What people used to do is they would soak it in water, and with that the outer shell would come off. So that's osir. V'lo shofen osir biyad kedei losir psolis, and you're not allowed to go and pull off the psolis by hand. Davale kaborer avol nosnum bechavora af opisha shenofol psolis derech nikvei akavora. You're allowed to put it into a dish that has holes all around it, some kind of colander. Even though memela, some of it is going to fall out in the holes, it's still mutter. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only mutter if that's not your kavana and it's not a psik reisha. Now, based on this, the Mishnah Berurah, on the first halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings that Magen Avraham and he paskins this way lamaisa. He says that it is osur to soak any vegetable, any fruit or vegetable, to clean it on Shabbos because of meleches borer. Now, the poskim want to say that the Mishnah Berurah goes a little further than what this halacha really says. The Mishnah Berurah not only says that you're not allowed to soak, but he also says you're not allowed to rinse fruit. You can't rinse fruits and vegetables on Shabbos because of brera. So the poskim want a taina that the Mishnah Berurah had no right to take it that far, because it's only soaking that's asur, but not rinsing. Soaking is a maisa brera. Rinsing, kodem achila, they want to say is a maisa achila, certainly some of the suda. It is an act of hadocha, not an act of brera, the same way that you're allowed to wash dishes. So halacha la maisa, the poskim say certainly samach l'suda, you can rinse a fruit. Now also they are machalic that if you have a fruit that's full of sand or something or a vegetable and you're rinsing it, otherwise you couldn't eat it, you're definitely taking off psolis. Whereas if you're rinsing a fruit because you're afraid of germs or insecticide, but it's not, you don't see anything, it's ein bo mamish, it could be that there's no isser even according to the Mishnah Berurah. Siftes. Mishmeres. This is a big wine filter. Afilat luyim erev Shabbos. To open it on Shabbos is usur because it's wide and it's like making an oil. It's like spreading a sheet over four posts. So even though it was open from before Shabbos, so that there's no isur in actually opening it, usur litin bo shmarim, you're not allowed to put inside it the citric acid that settles in the wine. So what's the issue there? People used to go and put the citric acid, those crystals from the bottom of the wine, they put it there, pour water on it. The water would actually catch the wine flavor from it, and you wouldn't get the crystals falling out. You get a wine drink from this. So the halacha is, even if it was open before Shabbos, you couldn't put the shmarim there. But if you already put the shmarim there on Erev Shabbos, mutar litan aleihem mayim kidei she'asru atzlulim lazov. You're allowed to do that in order to make sure that whatever wine's in there comes out and comes out nicely. So if you already put it in beforehand, then you are allowed to, on Shabbos, put the water on them. There are many that claim that the same goes for a coffee filter. While you couldn't put the coffee in it on Shabbos, if you put the coffee there before, you can pour the hot water over it on Shabbos. Their claim is that it'll have the same halacha as the mashmeres.